from the Star Reynolds Sports Desk. Your 93.3 KJR-FM Sports Headlines.
Brought to you by Buddy's Goodies and Glass. Always 420 at Buddy's. Cracking overtime last night after the tying goal score with 0.7 seconds left by the Dallas Stars. Should never have counted. There was a cross check in front of the net.
What were you thinking when that went in?
I said, you know what? You get 1 point out of Dallas, you're okay. But when you're 0.7 seconds away from 2 points, that's pretty
tough.
Disheartening.
Yeah.
I'm also asking myself why the cross check wasn't called.
Yeah.
On the player who scored the tying goal. It was brutal officiating last night.
That was not great.
No. There was, and the Kraken got away with one late, but there were like three others that were sketch. But anyway, you know what? They battled back because Adam Larson, not always known for his offense, gets the game-winning goal in overtime. Kraken get the big win. Huge 2 points in Dallas. Next up, two games against Nashville starting tomorrow. 5 o'clock pregame right here on 93.3 KJR-FM. You're home for the Kraken. Mike Benton with the Kraken Audio Network. Get things going for you then. Shohei Ohtani struck out Mike Trout. Japan 3-2 win over Team USA World Baseball Classic yesterday. Muhammad Gay. CougFan.com reporting that Muhammad Gay, the outstanding first-team All-Pac-12 player for Washington State. He will not enter the transfer portal, but he will explore the NBA draft. Right now, projected to be a mid-second round draft pick. There you go. Those are your headlines. We're going to get Joey DeCord on here in just a couple minutes from your Seattle Kraken. We'll also, at this point in this segment, at some point get some audio from our interview an hour ago with Greg Cosell. I had Anders pull out a soundbite talking about Jamal Adams, which was interesting to get that as well. We did talk a little bit about the World Baseball Classic. It comes to an end. We are 8 days away from opening day for your Los Marineros down there at T-Mobile Park. We will be down at Jimmy's on First next Thursday. I can't wait. It's always I love that day for this reason. It's always just, there's like, it's just a festive atmosphere. You know, and we've been down there plenty of times when it's opening day and it's a festive atmosphere, and really it's false hope and there's no reason to be excited, but it's opening day, so you kind of are. That's not the case this year. They're coming off a playoff appearance last year, high expectations, and we could be having a baseball team that is coming off a playoff appearance, headed to another postseason, starting their season with much excitement and hoopla, and at the same time, our National Hockey League team in the second year. How about this? Down the home stretch, heading to the NHL Stanley Cup playoffs. Doesn't get much better than that.
Dallas back in. Now tipped in front. Big save by DeCord. Ben on net. And that was a 2-on-1 with Wyatt Johnston. Suter, lead pass ahead. Johnston in on goal. Big save by DeCord. And the puck will roll wide of the net as Geeky was all over his man.
Joey DeCord went to do a poke check, but stayed high with his shoulders. The puck almost went by him, but he was able to knock it away.
Here's Ben out of the box, down the left side. Big glove save by DeCord coming up the left side. And Joey DeCord with your WaFed Bank save of the game. WaFed Bank, proud to be an official partner of the Seattle Kraken. Go Kraken!
Nothing like the WaFed Bank save of the game, huh? Joey DeCord was outstanding last night. Emergency call-up, gets the start, gets the win. And now, how about this? Gets to have the PR staff say, hey, Joey, we need you to do a radio hit in Seattle on the Kraken radio station. So it's a little bit downhill after last night, but from Nashville, Tennessee, where the Kraken are getting ready to go tomorrow night, Joey DeCord joins us on the Beacon Plumbing Hotline. Joey, how are you?
I'm great. How are you guys?
I'm good. So when they said, hey, you know, like, you got to do radio in Seattle, you're thinking, man, can't I just... Broadway's like right there. Like, I mean, if you guys are in the same hotel as you were last, you actually weren't on that trip at that point. You came in later on. But if you're on the same hotel that as last year, you're like a 2 blocks from Broadway. You're like, no, you got to go to do a radio with some guy named Ian. That's a downer, man. I get it. I'm sorry about this.
No, it's not a problem at all. I already just took I've never been to Nashville before, so I just took a walk. I just walked up and down the street pretty quick. It was it's cool to see. It's a pretty cool area.
It's like Vegas without gambling. Like, the people watching is fantastic, isn't it?
Yeah. It is really cool. And yeah, I'm excited to be here. I've never been to Dallas either, so it's fun to check out Dallas as well.
You're a country music fan, aren't you? If I recall correctly, I think I saw something on Root Sports last night in the pregame show. Are you a country music guy?
Yeah, I am.
Oh, there you go. You're in the heart. You got a game tomorrow, so you got to be careful. I know, but yeah, it's Broadway's fun. It's real. I was there last year to do the game because Everett was sick, and it was. I wandered around Broadway by myself and just kind of hung out, and the vibe is really cool. So that's awesome. Let me go to yesterday. So you get called up a couple days ago. It's an emergency recall because Grubauer is sick. When did you find out you were going to get the start on an emergency recall?
Let's see. It was all pretty quick. I think it was around 9 or 10 o'clock Monday night. They let me know that I was going to be playing, on Tuesday, and obviously just super excited and called my parents. My parents were asleep, but called them and woke them up and just, let them know. And then they had trouble falling back to sleep. So, it was exciting and just, really exciting for me to just get that opportunity and try to make the most of it.
Well, I think the fun thing about it is that, you know, like for you, I think we could safely say it was an earned start, right? It's like you've had just a great season down in Coachella Valley and with the Firebirds, and you're having, just a terrific year. And I feel like this was an earned start. I mean, was that articulated to you? Is that, you know, was that how Haxtell said it? Hey, man, you've earned an opportunity to give it a go?
I think that was part of it for sure. I mean, I don't really pay attention to a lot of that stuff. I just try to focus on playing my best and working hard and having fun. It's really all you can do, whether you're in the AHL, the NHL. I just try to have fun, enjoy it. I mean, last night, if you looked at me in between whistles, I was probably looking around the rink and just taking it all in. And that's kind of what I just try to do. It's just like I said, just work hard, try my best, have fun. And that's what I did last night.
I like your style just because there's a compete level. And listen, you're playing in the NHL. Every guy's got a compete level. You're competing hard. As a goaltender, though, you're aggressive. Like, you come out, like, you play the puck. I mean, there's a compete level to you. But I did notice, like, you can see through the mask. Talking to officials a couple times and stoppages. You look like a guy that's just having fun and taking in the moment. And is that maybe, if not as much as anything, and we'll get into this in a second, you're kind of a little bit of a late bloomer. You were a late draft pick. You went to Arizona State when they first started D1 hockey after the USHL. You've kind of had to grind your way up, and it looks like you're someone, as you just mentioned, you're just trying to have fun and enjoying every moment up there. Is that true?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you're right. It's been a longer road for me. I mean, I'm 26, and I've only played, you know, 15 or 16 NHL games now, but I've just tried to enjoy it all and take it all in. It's been so much fun. I really just love playing hockey, and it's been such a special journey, and I feel privileged to be 26 and be still be playing this game. Just trying to take it all in and enjoy every moment. And, you know, I've been very fortunate. Like, we have such a great team this year in Coachella, and then it's been so much fun there, kind of being a part of that franchise, the birth of that franchise, and now to get the chance up here too. It's the same thing. Obviously Seattle's been having a great season, and just to do whatever I can to help our team win has been super cool. And like I said, it was great to get in the net last night and go win that game. That was a lot of fun.
Joey DeCord joining us, Kraken netminder, got the win last night. I'm wondering for you, you're from Boston, but it feels as if Joey DeCord needs to thrive in good weather. Like when you started your pro career, you're playing in Belleville, and you know, like not the warmest place in the world. In Ottawa, you were part of the Ottawa Senators program, but you know, you came from Arizona State. You're playing in Coachella Valley. You had success at both those places. Dallas, Texas, decent weather. Are you a warm Joey? Are you a warm weather goalie in hockey?
You know what? Before I went to ASU, I had so many people that were like, hey, like, just make sure you stay focused. Like, it's really hard to stay focused on hockey and enjoy the warm weather and just not let it distract you. And I had a lot of people warn me about that. And honestly, I feel like it's such an advantage to just, like, your life is just, it's really nice. Like, when it's sunny every day and it's warm all winter. And I played against Iowa on Friday at home, and I jumped in my pool before the game for a half hour. You know, it's like, it's just, I just think I just try to take advantage of it and enjoy it. And then when I get to the rink, that's when you focus up and, you know, get dialed in on the game. But for me, I just try to make the most of it. And I obviously had a lot of fun at ASU, and that's, it was nice and warm down there. And now Coachella too has been a lot of fun. And Definitely been spoiled with some of the places that I've been able to play.
Well, at the risk of, in case something ever happens in the transactions, I think it's safe. I worked in the American Hockey League and the International Hockey League. I did games for them in that league for a while. It always felt like when we went to Long Beach or someplace like that, the guys had a bigger smile on their face than, say, when we went to Grand Rapids. You know, I don't know what it was, or Manitoba, where it's minus 40. And by the way, minus 40 is Fahrenheit is the same as Celsius. It's cold. I can see it. What's a better place, Tempe or Palm Springs?
Oh man, I mean, they're both awesome. It's been, they're very similar climates, right? It's the desert, but I think it just kind of depends what you want. Palm Springs is a little more laid back. It's there's a lot of golf. A lot of great restaurants, and it's a little bit more of a laid-back environment, where Scottsdale, Tempe is a little bit more upbeat, a little more nightlife to it, and a lot more like bars and things to do at night, and it's a little bit more of like a concrete setting, as opposed to in Palm Springs, there's something like 130 golf courses in just that little valley, so it's crazy. Yeah, it's crazy.
Do you golf?
Yeah, I love to golf.
Oh, my God. Like, what? You're in heaven.
Listen. You should see his face right now.
Well, no.
He's drooling.
I know. I'm wondering why I didn't apply for the play-by-play job down there is what I'm thinking. that's what I'm asking myself right now. Joey DeCord joining us here on the Beacon Plumbing Hotline. So, yeah, Coachella Valley, what a great season you guys are having down there right now. And just 41 wins, the top winning percentage in the Pacific Division. You're a couple points behind Calgary, but they've played a couple more games along the way. For Coachella Valley, what's it been like playing in that rink? It looks like the building itself is just phenomenal. It sounds like good fan support. What's it been like down there in the first year for the American Hockey League in that brand new setting?
It's been incredible. It's really been incredible. I expected some positive interest at the beginning.
Yeah.
And I remember they told us the arena was going to seat about 10,000, and I was like, wow, that's pretty big for the AHL. You know, it's hard to for a lot of AHL teams to draw that many fans. And it's been like steady between 7,500, 8,000, 9,000, sometimes sellouts, 1,000. Like it's been every game. We've had unbelievable fan support, and we have a brand new building down there that's beautiful. And it's honestly like a little bit of a mini climate plunge. So it's been, you know, really cool to kind of have that continuity between the NHL and the AHL teams. And the fan support's been amazing, and we've really appreciated that support. Obviously being one of the better teams in the league has helped too with that, and the fans are really loving it. And we had a season ticket season ticket holder autograph signing after our game in Coachella on Sunday, and I couldn't even tell you how many people had told me they'd never been to a hockey game before.
Wow.
And now they were season ticket holders.
Wow.
So that was really cool.
That's fantastic. I mean, it just sounds like it's a great situation all the way around. Before I let you go, just give Kraken fans up here a little taste of what's down there right now in terms of guys. I guess maybe I'd start with the second round draft pick in the first ever draft. How's Riker Evans doing down there? Because I know they've got high expectations for him coming up to the blue line here in a year or so.
Yeah, we have a couple of really young guys that are doing great. Riker right up there. I mean, obviously he was an all-star this year. He's just a really great kid. He's really committed, and he really wants to make a great career of a hockey player. And he's just so good with the puck, so poised with the puck, great skater. And I think when you look at him, he's a little bit undersized on paper, but when you see him play, he's physical. He does not get knocked off the puck. He can lay the body, and he's really strong on his skates, and just really, really smart, makes really smart plays with the puck. And he runs our top power play unit. He's ran it all year. And as a rookie to come in and do that at any level in pro hockey is not easy. And he's really, throughout this whole year, grown and turned into a great player already. So I'm excited to see him as he gets older and matures more. And then Ty Cartier, too, as well. He's another young guy. He wasn't drafted, but he cannot stop scoring. He's got an NHL shot, and he's a great player, loves to work hard, and he's really committed as well. So I would not be surprised if Seattle fans saw him in the near future.
Yeah, he's a kid. He's a young guy. He's already got 47 points in 59 games. This Cartier, I think he was signed as an undrafted free agent, right, out of junior. So he's a good player.
Yep.
Yeah, really good player.
Mm-hmm.
for you, I'll wrap it up with this. It's a tough job being, you know, basically kind of number three and you know, in the system. And you don't want a guy to get hurt. You don't want a guy to get sick. All you can do is grind and do what you've done this year, and that's put up all-star numbers in the American Hockey League. But for you, what's the step? Like, what are you hoping for? Do you hope that you're able to get another start against Nashville? I know Grubauer is skating yesterday, and just keep proving yourself. And if not, you go back to the AHL and try to win a championship there?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to look at it. Obviously, it's hard sometimes when you're kind of stuck in between. But for me, I just try to take it one day at a time. They tell me to play here. They tell me to play in Coachella. I'm just going to go and work hard and have fun and enjoy it. And that's really all I can do. And, you know, I think it can be easy to get caught up in kind of the, oh, like, I want to be here. I want to be there. I want to do this. I want to do that. It's like, I don't make any of those decisions. I have no impact on any of those conversations and what happens. So all I can really do is focus on trying to get better every day, working hard and just try my best. You know, I try not to put too much pressure on myself. I try to just enjoy where I'm at, wherever that may be, and make the most of it and just take any opportunity I can. So, you know, whether I get to play again here or not, to me, I'm just grateful for the opportunity to play last night and happy to help the team get a win. And, you know, if they ask me to play here, if I get sent back down, I'm just going to go play my best and try my best and enjoy it. So that's really all I can do.
Well, maybe you can get a win in Seattle because you're 2-0 this season with the Kraken, but both are on the road. Climate Pledge is a nice place, Joey. I know you've been there before. I know you've been around it, but you need to come up and get a victory at home in Seattle, right? As opposed to these, you're basically the goaltending version of what the team is, a better road team and better road than home, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I've only played two games this year, so both on the road. So I can't really say I've had too much of an impact on the home games this year.
No, listen, hey, congratulations. That was a ton of fun to watch you play last night and just compete and have fun and knowing that under the mask you were smiling and taking it all in. That's what sports are all about, man. It really is. Watching a great story like that, watching someone compete and have some fun. So I hope you're up for a while, not at the expense of somebody else. You want guys to be healthy, but You definitely earned that start last night, and you earned the trust, I'm sure, the coaching staff by competing against the best team in the Western Conference right now, not named Vegas. So congratulations on that, and hopefully we see you again on the ice real soon, man. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
There you go. That's Joey Decord, Seattle Kraken netminder, joining us here on the Beacon Plumbing Hotline. What a fun guy to talk to.
Like, I was just beaming listening to him, too, and just being so grounded on the path that he has, even though it's not, you know, the one, you know, we talked about being 26, like it's old, right, or something, and only, right, having played in like 15 or 16 NHL games. However, how grounded he is in that path, and there's no disappointment, only he just sounds so happy with every level that he's played at and is continuing to play at right now. He seems to relish the experience.
I was looking back, so he's had a hard grind, and mm-hmm. I mean in a couple ways. One is, so he came from Boston, played, you know, prep hockey, went to the United States Hockey League, which is kind of the American version of like the CHL, the Western Hockey League, but it's a little different. They don't, players can go from there to college hockey, and a lot of them do. And it's not as competitive. It's not as physical as, say, the WHL is, but same age group. But he goes to play college hockey, but he goes to a fledgling new program at Arizona State. He didn't go to Michigan. He didn't go to, you know, a Dakota school. He didn't go to Boston College or Harvard, and it was like the traditional college hockey powers. He went to Arizona State. And if you're going there, it probably means that's one of your few options, right? I didn't want to get into that with him, but it's like, yeah, it's probably one of your few options. So then he goes there. He does well enough with a team that wasn't very good to still get drafted by the NHL, but he got drafted in the seventh round, the last round. He's 199th guy picked. So bottom, like just, and seventh round picks don't play in the NHL that often. Like, it's hard to get to the NHL if you're a late draft pick. Goes there, didn't have a lot of chances, didn't have a lot of things going well in Ottawa. They make him available. Seattle drafts him. He comes here. His first start, if we get him on again, we'll talk about it. His first start, I did the game because Everett was sick. His first start was at the end of the road trip, their first road trip a year ago. And they were playing their second game in back-to-back nights. It was their fifth straight on the road to start the season. They had played four games and I think six or seven nights total. And actually it's four games and six nights. And they had played Philadelphia the night before, and they throw him in there against New Jersey. He goes in against the Devils and he was in Charlotte that morning when they called him up. Because I forget who got hurt. Whoever was the goalie the night before came in and relieved, whoever started got hurt. The other guy came in to relieve him because Philadelphia blitzed him. The backup goalie who came in, I think it was Drieger, was hurt. Finished the game. No one knew he was hurt. All of a sudden, DeCord's in the dressing room in New Jersey. He was in Charlotte that morning. They fly him in, and hey, you're going to go start against the Devils.
It's crazy.
And he lost, but this is, so here were his starts last year. Think about this. Devils, when he's in Charlotte the night before. At Edmonton, McDavid, Draisaitl. Pittsburgh, they were a playoff team last year. Some guy named Crosby, Malkin, I can go on and on. St. Louis, playoff team last year. And then Vancouver, they're awful. He's had a brutal run. And then emergency call-up. Dallas, top team in the Central. Go have fun. And the guy competes his ass. But the guy competes his ass off.
Yeah, he had so many saves. I mean, usually, if you look in our system a little bit behind the curtain here, you go into the system, you look for Kraken highlights, you'll see, all the goals.
Yep.
And then maybe if you're lucky, a save, just because...
Goal callers are easy just to save.
Yeah, exactly. So you don't usually, see so many. There was, at least five saves that he had last night that were in the system.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
he's a fun guy to talk to. We tape our What's Kraken show. That's tonight at 7 o'clock on Fox 13. Make sure you tune in. Kraken fans, 7 o'clock tonight, Fox 13. We taped that out at the 32 Bar and Grill. And I was out there today, and the GM of the 32 told me, he goes, "Oh, how great was Joey DeCord last night?" I go, "Yeah, it's cool. We're on the radio." He goes, "Let me just tell you, what a great guy." Because they do a lot of catering for the team, right? A lot of food and stuff for them. He goes, "This guy goes out of his way," does DeCord. "Goes out of his way to make sure he says thanks to everybody. How's everybody doing on the kitchen staff and the wait staff and everything?" Just that's who this kid is. So if you want somebody to root for, even if you're not a Kraken fan, that's the guy you root for. Now, he could get sent back tomorrow if Jones and Grubauer are healthy. But in the meantime, you root for that guy, man.
I like him.
Yeah, go win a championship with Coachella Valley. All right, we'll take a break. Come back.
I've got a good offbeat question for the text toy today.
Oh God!
And it made Softy is out there pacing, waiting for crosstalk at 2:45 because he, and I quote, in front of several witnesses, said, "I'm going to punch you."
To you.
Yes.
Okay, good.
It's because do you know how excited I am to get him riled up like that?
No, that's good because usually it's the other way around.
It's well deserved.
Yes.
Yeah.
What's the question?
Turnaround is fair play. Is a taco burger a burger? And
because we had taco burgers from Taco Time.
What a lovely gift that was for Softy to bring in. So thank you for that. And they're delicious. And, it has nothing to do with, the taste and the presentation of the food.
You don't think it's a burger?
Well, it's like saying two vehicles for meat, lettuce, and cheese in the same thing, like saying taco burger.
His
argument is that...
Is it a sandwich?
Right. So the thing is, you could say hot dog sandwich, but you couldn't say sandwich dog.
You need to also present this to Puckett tomorrow.
Oh, yeah? Is he going to lose his mind?
How long would he go on that?
The entire show.
3 hours.
Yeah.
I know the whole hot dog sandwich thing is an age-old debate, but I haven't heard the taco burger
taco
one.
Taco burger.
I want to know what the text thinks.
Is it a burger or is it a sandwich? Is that what you're asking?
I'm asking if it's a burger, because Softy's convinced it's a burger.
Well, because he's a spokesman and he has to say burger. That's why. It's a different...
No. He is irate. This is not an off-the-record, hey, we'll say it because Taco Time is listening sort of thing.
I do see him pacing out there.
That he's does, like a lion.
That does make me entertained. All right, we'll check your text next. Text here in just a couple seconds. Softy will join us here at 2:45, moments away, and we'll get to Jamal Adams tomorrow. The conversation with Greg Cosell. We'll also have DT on Dave Tomlinson tomorrow as well. So lots going on.
3:30 also, Draymond Jones joining Softy.
That's right. We got Softy and Fane with Draymond Jones coming up. Okay, let's get to text 49451. That is Tully Morty text line when it's game time.
It's Tully time.
Okay, what do we got?
We've got a lot. So I posed the question.
All over the place, actually, looks
like. It is. I'm very curious about this, and this was inspired by the delicious lunch from Taco Time today. So is a taco burger a burger, and how do you define what a burger is? And so we've got a few on that. Somebody, more than one person told me it's a torta.
A torta?
It's a torta.
Yeah. Go ahead, Anders.
Yeah, it's a Mexican sandwich.
Yeah.
Torta.
Si. Torta. Yeah. I knew I wasn't saying that right.
Say that again.
Torta.
Right? Yeah.
So
okay,
Mexican
that makes
sandwich.
Sense, actually.
So it's not a taco burger.
I mean, but it is called one.
Save that when he comes in.
Yeah.
Save that when he comes in. Okay.
It is a taco burger. Okay. Jeremy in the 425 says, I just picked up a taco burger, so tell Softy to shut his pie hole.
Shut your pie hole! Okay. We will.
206 wanted to know if somebody said something about weed.
Not today, I don't think.
No, but
not yet.
We're following a theme here.
Yeah, yeah.
We go marijuana one day, tacos the next.
Oh.
You never know what's coming up tomorrow.
By the way, I do see... Okay, fire away some more. I got a couple more. I'm going to get to it early.
Okay, well, we do have some that are not food related. But let's see. 360 says it's great news that Muhammad Gay is not going to the portal. He needs to stay one more year, and he'll be moving up to the first round. Come on, baby. Stay in God's country. Go Cougs.
Go Cougs.
Right. Oh yeah.
The website that I used to always be go to when we had an NBA team, NBADraft.net, which I think does as good a job as anything in terms of predicting the draft. They've got him as a mid second round pick. That's in today's college basketball. That's usually not reason to come out early.
Oh yeah.
Mid second, because second round picks are not guaranteed a contract.
Wow. If you told yourself 10 years ago that this is where we'd be in college, not just hoops, but athletics.
Well, just, yeah. I mean, the NBA draft's so hard, right? Because you've got...
It's so minimal.
And there's only normally 60 draft picks. I think there's only 58 or 59. A couple teams had their picks forfeited this year in the second round. So, yeah, when you add European players in there, just think about when you're watching March Madness. So, let's add, say, for argument's sake, 10 European players. Or non-U.S. college players, right? Mm-hmm. So now you're down to 20 college players that are guaranteed a first-round pick, and that contract that is guaranteed. Everyone else is a second-round pick. It's not a guaranteed contract. It's not a ton of money, especially compared to NIL. That's why Drew Timmy stayed in college. That's why Sheboy stayed in college this year. That's why, just mentioned, Armando Bacot from North Carolina is coming back next year. Yeah, I if I'm a Cougs fan, which I am, I would say that the chances that he comes back are probably pretty decent because there's no reason to go out right now. His body type probably needs another year to develop as well. Now, he could go to the draft, when they get the pre-draft report, all it takes is one team somebody, there's like two teams that really like you in the first round. Doesn't mean you're going to get picked there, but that might be enough of a tease. So
you bring up the body type too, and that's something that, rest his soul. Mike Leach used to be very articulate in explaining when it came to Cougar players. Everyone wanted to know why Brandon Arcanado all of a sudden shot onto the scene, and he goes, he's still growing.
Right.
Like, he's going to be growing until he's 25. Or he like grew height-wise in college, not just... weight room wise.
Well, I have a 20-year-old, and I've seen like how his body has changed.
Yes.
From 18 to 19 to 20, and then thinking to 21, he's been playing against 22 and 23-year-old kids. It your body change. We just talked to a kid in Joey DeCourt. He's 26. And it took him a while to bloom as well. You look at Gay, how he's built. Big Frank from the UW's coming back, the center, but he's already a grown ass man. Like, that's a grown-ass man. Like, he's already thick.
Yeah, there are some guys
that... But Muhammad Gay is a skinny dude that he's looked from a year ago to now where he's at. Okay.
Oh, remember Kevin Durant couldn't do the bench at the combine?
That's right. His career turned out okay, though. Right?
And that's what I mean. It's like, it's just hard to judge. It's hard to judge.
My guy really got hung up on Nolan's waist talking about Cosell.
He was enamored by Nolan Smith's waist.
It just means he's got a... His body type is not going to be defensive line.
Yeah.
What you just talked about, like what Leach said.
Yeah.
Like, some guys will grow into it. Other guys, that's who you are. I did ask about the Paradise thing, the Hoops Paradise. My buddy Nick Allen says absolutely not. Sounds like she's saying poop paradise instead of hoop paradise.
The morning show had a fun time with that. Because the promo's on.
You mean they hear it?
Yes.
This might be my favorite funny. One. The 253. I've been wondering most of my life how interested they are in Philippines about basketball. I love that podcast. My life is now complete. I can die now.
Okay.
I love you, by the way. 206. Hoops Paradise is like fruitcake. There might be a couple people like it, but the rest of us hate it and not even going to put ourselves through the misery of trying it. I just wanted to be validated. That's all.
You did.
I just wanted to be validated.
Anyway, so are we going to tell him that it's a torta?
We'll get to that. Okay. We will.
No, I just want to see if we're going to do that. Ian, this one for you, though. I don't know if you got to this one yet. When is the mayor date announcement?
Mayor Maple Valley Open. We'll have an announcement on a date real soon. It'll be in the summer. This will be, I think, golf tournament number 10, year 11 of the mayor. The 1 year we didn't have it because of the pandemic, but we did the beer that year. So the mayor, we'll have a mayor announcement here real soon. I gotta firm everything up with Druids Glen, make sure we're all ready to get to go. I think we are. We're pretty close. And then work on a couple of the details and we'll announce that soon. But it's this summer. We're bringing it back, golf tournament. And then we'll have the beer from Georgetown will be brewed probably late August this year, I believe. The mayor IPA. So yeah, all that's coming up. It'll be fun. We're going to go, we'll go over $100,000 in money raised over the last decade for it. So that's exciting times. Yeah.
That's
so
wonderful.
Stay tuned for that as well. Is Barakowski coming back this year? Yes. I've seen him skate twice when we've been out doing stuff at the rink. And
he should be right around the corner.
He should be really, really close. And someone asked about the comparison between the backup goalie and the backup quarterback. Is wanting DeCord to get a legit chance always like wanting the backup quarterback to be the answer? Yes and no. The backup goaltender usually isn't as beloved as the backup quarterback.
You don't usually know who they are in hockey. Yeah.
Like we're going to
know who your guy is.
We're going to go through this in Pullman. I got a text from Puck today. I think Cook fan did a big write-up on John Mateer, the backup to Cam Ward. The first practice of the year, Mateer looked better than Ward.
Looks great.
Dude, exactly. He was perfect when he went in against Stanford.
I know.
He literally had a perfect drive. 7-for-7 with the touchdown.
I won't put you on the spot, but you can nod yes or no. Sideline react to him well?
We were away. So,
okay.
Oh, you mean the team?
Yeah.
Everybody gets excited for a backup quarterback when they go in. So I don't think that's a fair advertisement.
But you know what? That's actually a good comparison to the goaltender. I think that they elevated their game in front of DeCord. At one point, I think he only faced 6 shots in the first period, maybe 4. It was like a very small shot total in the first period. Like they kind of buttoned things down in the first. They gave up 12 in the second. But I think the backup goalie goes in usually, especially like a call-up goaltender, you have to elevate your game a little bit, but hey, there's no getting around it. He played great yesterday. And
yeah.
And the other part that you can't get around is that Jones has been bad. Like he just hasn't been good. And you better have 2 when you get to the postseason. So, all right. Is it a burger or what is it? We'll answer that question with Softy next. We are answering and get the difficult questions on this show.
God, you know what?
We're hard-hitting, serious journalism.
You would think that the Seahawks have no first-round draft picks.
What?
Right?
Yeah.
The Mariners were terrible a year ago.
Because of our content.
And there's nothing going on here to talk about.
What are we doing? We got all that time. We're going to be at Jimmy spending, you know, next Thursday talking baseball.
Oh,
we got all
wait.
Season. We've got
can't
the draft. Our draft coverage. We go
yes.
crazy. The draft coverage this year will be fun for Jessamine. You know why? Because you'll be on her team.
That's
so
right.
when she hears
right.
you across the facility.
Oh, chuck.
I used to
how
get,
was that back in the day?
I used to get nails on a I was convinced he was doing it on purpose.
Well, I was. I used to get the glare, right. the glare from Danny, right? Especially after everything went down with me and Danny.
Oh, mm-hmm. I was well
Which,
aware.
I'm not sure if you know by now, but we've kind of made up a little bit after that whole thing.
Yeah.
But, you know, there were moments in the months and year or so after that incident where things were kind of raw. between the two of us.
No, I never noticed that.
Right? Yeah, a little raw.
Never felt that.
There was definitely a scab there.
Now, when the Seahawks in the same room, I never felt that tension.
Always in the same room. I think Dave Pearson put us in the same room on purpose.
Oh, I would if I were him. Are you kidding me?
Let me put these two knuckleheads in the same room and see what happens. Exactly. Just throw some gas on that fire. So when I would go on the air and, you know, do my normal maniac idiot thing,
right?
They didn't like that too much. And you were the producer back then.
Well, because you would go, this is, you'd come
now
out of,
you know what it's like to be on this set.
You'd come out of a break and
I'm friends with everyone.
Like those guys over there would be like, okay, here we are on the flagship station and this is what's going on and the Seahawks have a few draft picks left and Justin's got a bunch of guest book for us and we're doing this. And then, and then you would come back from a break on 635 on 950 KJR. Here we are, draft pick. Screaming.
That wasn't an exaggeration.
Andrews, can you give me that drop, by the way? That's pretty good.
And I loved it because I could see the uncomfortable world that was our competition over there, led by our new assistant program director.
That's right. I don't even notice it, by the way, at all.
I loved it. I think we need, I'd look at Levine and go, we probably need to go downstairs and do a live shot. Not for another hour. No, let's go right now.
I think I may have told you on numerous occasions at the VMAC up in the defensive meeting room there, when Jessamine would give me that scorn, that look, I would say something to him like, I don't think that girl likes me.
That girl, you didn't know who I was.
That woman.
And I'd say,
that person.
I'll take girl.
And I'd look at him and I'd say, in this room, you and me are probably the only guys that do like you.
That's right.
And for me, it depends on the day of the week.
Yeah. How many people in this building like her right now?
Not a lot.
Iron fist of Jessamine McIntyre.
What was the big... You threatened to punch her in the face a minute ago.
I did.
Yeah,
not
why?
In the face. Not okay. the
he
face.
He didn't say.
Not
oh. the face, I just not the face or hair.
I just said punch you.
Okay, why?
Maybe
what was
hip,
what
whatever.
What was the problem?
Well, this whole conversation about the Taco Burger. The Taco Time Taco Burger, which is phenomenal.
Thanks to Taco Time. Yes. Anytime they come by and bring us lunch, it is a glorious day here at iHeart. Yes.
You ever have Taco Time swing by with free food and ask how it was, and you get...
Nobody.
No. I could have taken it. I could have left it. Whatever.
No.
But it's awesome. And it's a Taco Burger. And apparently... That's making her head spin over here.
Well, the
I don't understand what the problem is. What's the problem?
I just want to know if it's a burger.
It's a taco burger.
It's a taco burger, but that's like saying sandwich hot dog.
No, it's not. Not at all.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it
not
is.
At all. Not at all.
It is, because you could say hot dog sandwich because it's a hot dog in a sandwich if you think it's a sandwich.
You want to take us outside?
And listen, I'm in the safety of the public right now.
We're going to go to an expert in this matter.
Okay.
Anders, what is it?
It's a torta.
Excuse me? What is it again?
It's the Mexican sandwich, which is a torta.
Okay. Yeah.
Say that again.
It is actually what it is.
A torta.
Wasn't that a pirate from the Pirates of the Caribbean franchise? A torta.
Tortuga. Yeah.
Here's the problem that you knuckleheads aren't embracing.
Don't look at me.
I'm looking right at you.
Don't look at me.
I'm looking at you. I'm looking at her.
I like the Richard Nixon fingers.
You are one of the same person.
I like right?
same
I,
cougar brain right here
I
between you two.
The taco burger? I liked it.
There is no such thing as a burger. There is no such thing as a burger.
Wait, what?
There's no burger. There's either a ham burger, a salmon burger, a chicken burger, a taco burger. There's a lot of different burgers, but there is no burger.
Oh, that's the same as seagulls.
This is a taco burger. It is one in its own. It's in its own category. All right? Salmon burger, chicken burger, taco burger, meatless burger. Hello. No such thing as a burger.
What about a smash burger?
That's a smash burger.
That's a hamburger.
That's not a burger. That's a smash burger.
Okay.
Okay, that's fair.
Okay. You get it?
I think you just defined it.
Great smash burger up at Queen Anne Beer Hall. Unbelievable.
Oh, those guys do a great job.
When you are there and you've had about 8 pints of whatever they got on special that night.
Yeah.
Oh, that smash burger looks pretty good, man.
I thought the taco burger was fantastic.
Of course
you did. I would probably
it was free.
I would well no that aside and I was hungry. Those two things kicked in, but I don't know, man. I still can't the natural soft taco.
Yeah, hey, whatever,
that's
man.
That's still the money. Like they're when you're hungry, nothing better than that.
Taco Time is an equal opportunity employer.
Crispy bean burrito,
whatever you're craving, they can satisfy.
But I think I might get myself another.
Yeah, pretty good. Taco burger. Okay. All right. Just so you guys know, there's no such thing as a burger.
Okay.
There's hamburger, taco burger, chicken burger, blah blah blah.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to be here all day.
I'm satisfied now.
I'm glad that I taught you guys something.
I asked Jessamyn one.
Because you really needed to figure it out.
Yeah, I asked Jessamyn one favor. Yeah, you'll appreciate
it. What's that?
I said, please bring this up tomorrow sometime before 10 a.m.
Oh, with Puck? Oh, yeah, this will be 4 hours, and they're on the air for three. You kidding me?
That's exactly what Anders said. That's exactly what Anders said. That's like a topic for them just to go on
Puckett's
and on and on.
Puckett's going to call you at 12 o'clock and say, you know what, just get here at 2.
Yeah.
I need one more hour.
Taco burger thing is driving me nuts. Yeah, so.
Which is amazing that we actually listen to Jason Puckett for takes on things like this.
Yeah.
Have you seen the guy?
Well, I'm not so much going to listen to his advice. Right. I just know that for an entertainment value, that will be 4 hours of content.
He'll give you a take on clothes and the way the guy dresses. For God's sakes, I'm taking advice from him.
All right, what are you doing today?
I got a big show. Mike Florio joining us at 3:10. Draymond Jones will be with us.
Who?
Draymond Jones, newest Seahawks edge rusher. That was Skip Carey, by the way.
Skip, yeah.
He'll join us at 3:30. Petros Papadakis
will join us today.
He's very mad. Apparently, there's tornadoes in L.A. today, and he's freaked out.
Right.
So he'll be with us at 4 o'clock. Daniel Jeremiah will join us, talk some draft, courtesy of 3:10 at 5 o'clock. And then Brian Schmetzer, your buddy and my buddy at 5:45 tonight.
See ya.
All right.
For the mild-mannered and marginally objectionable Ian Furness, this is Pat O'Day saying so long, everyone.